Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome to Going In Raw. It feels like the camera's like pointing at your crotch.
Maybe, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. We got a good show today.
Do we?
Yeah. Man, we got a lot going on.
That's the wrong show notes, man.
These are the wrong show notes. On today's episode, why don't you do the on today's episode?
All right, on today's episode, we're talking what's next for Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We got Gorilla Position.
Yep.
Our weekly trivia kind of history.
What are we
going to
discuss on the Gorilla Position today?
Well, there's two options that you wrote here. I had thought about worst WrestleMania matches ever.
Worst of WrestleMania.
Cards, the worst actual events.
Because we just got back from a very good WrestleMania.
Yeah. And then also, as always, there's Kayfabe Corner, mm-hmm. where we quiz each other whether a wrestler is real or not real.
This week, right now we're tied. Both of our scores are tied 5 out of 12.
5 out of 12.
And so it's your task today to try to best that.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I got some good names.
Are they still all WCW wrestlers? Or are they either? The first 2 weeks we held to just WCW wrestlers.
They are all WCW wrestlers. Okay. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching Clash of Champions night, one of the night, November 1990.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
So bad. And I was coming up with some ideas from that.
Cool.
Some really obscure names. First, I guess it's kind of a little bit.
Oh, Raw Cap.
We're actually going to start doing Going In Raw potentially on Mondays.
Yeah.
Maybe, depending. If we like this, this might work better.
This might work. We'll
maybe
see.
On Tuesdays. We'll see. So this might be the last Raw Cap.
So for that reason, I vote we do it Monday, regardless of how this goes or not.
It'll be Raw Predictions.
Raw Predictions. Raw Preview.
Raw Dictions.
Gross.
Raw was a decent show last night.
It was kind of boring.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
I watched some of what happened. Let's see here. What we got here? What's next? Our first topic, though. What's next for Seth Rollins? We can tie this into what happened on Raw last
night. Yeah, that was the idea.
It looks like it's going to be Orton.
Yeah.
Versus Seth Rollins and
Extreme Rules. I've come around on Orton. I dig him now. I dig him.
Yeah.
I think he's fun.
I do not. My thing is this. I understand Orton is probably doing the best work of his career, barring maybe when he was a legend killer and he was just punting everybody in the head.
Yeah.
When he was a real villain. I understand that he's doing really, really good work right now.
He is, yeah.
That doesn't matter to me because when I hear his name, I get bored. I am so conditioned towards being bored by Randy Orton that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'd rather see anybody else feud with Seth Rollins for the belt.
I think what it is that when we both kind of got back into wrestling was when Orton was at his most boring.
Yes.
And I think that just kind of alters your perception of him entirely.
Yeah, that could be. It's still a legit concern for me. I find him boring.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I love the RK out of nowhere at WrestleMania.
It's the little things he does that make me giggle.
Yeah.
That I find entertaining. I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it. He's just his little details he adds, his little nuances.
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
You're lying.
I'm all over the place.
You are over the place.
I'm trying to get a comfortable position. Anyways. And then we got Reigns versus Big Show.
Again.
At Extreme Rules.
That feud worked wonders for Reigns the first time.
When are they going to do something different with Reigns? Why do they keep giving him the fucking Big Show? Like, he's supposed to be, like, the guy you're building up to be your big face of the company. What the fuck is going on there?
Well, I mean, if you look at the landscape now, what main event heels are there, really?
Give him anybody else. Give him Kane. Give him Kane. Give him anybody else. Anybody else.
I'm kind of wondering if they're grooming Reigns to feud with Rusev after...
That's the only thing that makes sense.
He's done.
I agree. That's the only thing that actually makes sense. Speaking of Roman Reigns, this week, I'll say this. This week, the behind-the-scenes stuff was a lot more interesting, as it actually usually is. Mm-hmm. The behind-the-scenes stuff was a lot more interesting than what's happened on camera. So, yeah, Sheamus fought Mark Henry. Who cares? Daniel Bryan didn't even show up this week, right?
No.
I think him and Ziggler are going to show up on...
On SmackDown, yeah.
Did you watch SmackDown?
No, but I saw that Bryan got a good gash on
his
head.
I'll cop to this. I actually did watch SmackDown because I was like doing dishes or something. I was like, I'll pop on SmackDown because it's got Seth Rollins. Now that Seth Rollins is champion, wrestling is infinitely more watchable to me because I'm like, oh, cool, fucking Seth Rollins. I know he's always going to be there.
Yeah.
But Daniel Bryan took on Sheamus in a non-title match, and Sheamus threw Bryan out of the ring. Bryan already was cut.
Okay.
He was already cut. Bad News Barrett was doing commentary.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn. I admit I was laughing pretty hard because he gets up, tries to be sneaky, gives him a bull hammer,
yeah.
goes back and sits down, and one, I think Lawler or some says, "My God, Daniel Bryan looks hurt right now." And he said, "Of course he's hurt. Did you see that bull hammer he just took?"
I don't like Bad News Barrett, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. You won't even let an entertaining moment from Bad News Barrett. You won't even acknowledge that.
Well, I didn't see it, so you doing an impression of it is not the same as actually beholding it.
It's very entertaining, right? Right there.
No.
Look at that bull hammer I gave him. Got some bad news.
You're squirrely.
I am squirrely.
You're antsy.
I'm sitting in this fucking chair for like an hour and a half.
Well, you're sitting over there for a little bit eating your Subway.
A little bit.
You know what the deal with Subway is for me right now?
What?
I just ate a foot long and I still feel hungry. And it happens every time I eat Subway. Every
really?
Time. Yeah. I don't know why it is.
More behind the scenes news about Roman Reigns.
Oh, we're finally getting back to that.
Apparently his family is upset because they thought he was going to get the belt at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should be upset?
No.
Why not?
Wrestling's not real.
This had me cracking up. And then the Freebird, Michael P.S. Hayes.
He tried to put the fire out.
Tried to put the fire out. Says, completely untrue. You know, it's not the thing. And then he does a bad
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Like the Aoki family or whatever they are.
It's not Aoki. It's
Aoki.
Anoa'e?
Anoa'e. Yeah, like that, they are annoyed because Reigns isn't the fucking champion right now. They're pissed off. They're saying our boy should have got the belt because apparently the most fascinating shit is reading about the lead up to WrestleMania when people knew. Apparently the officials knew as of Wednesday prior to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's when they decided Reigns is going to take the belt.
But Seth didn't know until the day of the show. Until the
Nobody
show
knew
yeah.
until the show was happening.
Yeah.
And which is fascinating. And even Reigns like was told then,
yeah.
you're not getting the belt. Reigns is going to Rollins is going to cash
yeah.
in. Which I think is hilarious. I mean, it is.
Well, I think
they're
just trying to keep it hush hush.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know. But yeah, I mean that talk about a big look, dude, you're sort of dropping the ball right now. Moment, you know, like talk about not like there's a lot of chatter about the brass ring comment that McMahon
yeah.
made on the
yeah.
Stone Cold podcast a while ago, and I think there's some legitimacy to that.
Yeah,
you know, because Reigns has not he's been given the opportunity, and I think that's one of the main points of contention with fans is that. Well, you're not even giving a lot of these people the opportunity. And when they do prove themselves to be grabbing at it, like a Cesaro, who has found a way, despite his limited mic skills, to captivate the audience, you're not letting him run with it. And so a guy like Reigns, who obviously is taken aback by everything, but the fact is they've booked him so poorly.
Yeah.
They have handled him so poorly. I was, like I said, I was watching SmackDown, and they've got Roman Reigns, another sit-down interview. And I swear to God, it was like 7 minutes long.
Mm.
It felt that way. I mean, I was fast-forwarding through it, and I was watching the minutes tick by, and I swear seven was the number that I got to. And I was like, oh, my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
And every time I'd stop and just listen to like a couple seconds of it, it was just more boring, drab, going on about family. I'm going to do this. I can do this. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to do this.
This is after WrestleMania?
Yeah. Yes.
Was it outtakes of an interview they shot before WrestleMania?
It could very well have been.
That's weird.
It's like they just pieced together a bunch of the bullshit they had him doing beforehand. He is completely floundering. At this point, I do not see him in the main event scene of WrestleMania 32. Like, you had a really good idea to have the Shield three-way.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I don't really see Ambrose doing that now either, but with the way they're treating him.
Yeah. Why don't they use his WrestleMania experience to have him grow as a character, add some dimension? They should book Reigns to be the new Lesnar, essentially.
Yeah.
The new muscle guy.
Yeah.
Who just lays waste to everything.
Absolutely. Have him be pissed off.
And have him articulate that, too.
Yeah, have him be pissed off.
Say, you want a guy that goes out and destroys? I'll destroy. And have him do that. And like, he's a good athlete, and when he does like the jump over the top ropes and the drop kick on the outside, that's all cool. but it's his moveset is not befitting the character they're pushing of the strong man.
Have him lay people out. Have him be stiff.
Yeah.
And have him lay out heel and face.
He actually needs to do power moves. He doesn't really do a lot of power moves. I mean, you can have some of the more finesse stuff like jumping over the top rope or doing the drop kick. That's fine. But, you know, even the Superman punch and the spear, they're not power moves.
On SmackDown or even on Raw this week, have him open the show, say, Brock Lesnar comes out and makes a statement. I'm going to come out and make a statement. It's probably bad precedent with Brock Lesnar because then he got suspended.
Yeah.
But have him start hijacking the show.
Yeah.
Say, this is how it's got to get. This is how things are getting done around here. Yeah. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to start hijacking every match. At the end of every match, towards the end of every match, I'm just going to come out and start waylaying people.
And he most certainly shouldn't be beat up by the Big Show for 8 minutes before coming back to win on Raw.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's not good. It's not good.
Rollins, on the other hand, is being booked to perfection.
Oh, yeah. He's being great. Yeah.
And the only downfall I can see to his ascension to the top is if they fuck up everything associated, like his feuds. Like, I mentioned on Going in Raw last week that I was hoping they would do an Elimination Chamber match with Rollins and five other people who all have, you know, more or less viable claims for title matches.
Right.
And maybe Extreme Rules is a little too soon to do that, but that's something they should definitely build up to.
Right.
You know, say, what's the pay-per-view before SummerSlam?
Great American Bash.
Okay. That's where they should have that.
Bash.
Where everybody is after Seth Rollins.
Right, yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But I'm worried they're not going to do that. They're going to have him against Orton Extreme Rules, have him win, probably sneaky,
right,
and then next guy up, and it's going to be okay. I mean, I was worried with Rollins they were going to do what they did with Daniel Bryan, which is the first feud after winning the belt, he starts going up against Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a huge step down.
Yeah, I know.
You know? At least Orton's kind of on par.
I know.
With they him need in terms they need of something star power.
They need something fresh out of left field.
Yeah,
I agree with that totally.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Who cares? Bryan versus Barrett at ER.
Again, that's another underwhelming thing. They were setting up for like a four way with him and Dolph and Barrett and Sheamus. Why not do that? The Extreme Rules is all set up.
I agree.
That'd be a far more interesting match than a 1-on-1.
Yeah.
You know, have some, I guess, since it's Extreme Rules, it's supposed to have some stipulation,
It's kind of weird for Sheamus to come out and start beating on Daniel Bryan, have a non-title match with him, essentially annihilate him, and then, I mean, with help with the Bullhammer.
Yeah.
And then it's Wade Barrett versus Daniel Bryan Extreme
It doesn't
Rules.
Make any sense.
Like, what's Sheamus doing now? Like,
he was talking shit about Ziggler last night.
Okay, well.
So that seems to be the thing where he's just going to beat up all the little guys.
Yeah.
So he's a bully.
Yeah. More behind-the-scenes stuff. AJ Lee is AJ leaving.
Yeah.
She has AJ left.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Kind of leaves kind of a hole in the Divas division.
Big time.
But the Divas division is definitely the division that people need to start stepping up anyways.
Yes.
Because one person shouldn't decimate your
entire division.
One person
yes.
leaving shouldn't completely decimate the division,
yeah.
You know? I think the Bellas have been doing really well.
Yeah, they've stepped up.
She seems like a legit champion.
Yeah.
Paige is up there, and then they're trying to build up Naomi right
now.
Yeah,
Naomi's good.
She's good. I like her.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's good. They need to bring up Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Sasha Banks.
I don't think they're going to bring up Sasha Banks for a while just because she just won the belt.
Yeah.
But Charlotte's done everything that she needs to do and probably can do in NXT, so it's time to bring her up for sure.
I agree. They're talking about possibly Finn Balor. He's going to be going on their next run of house shows
in Europe
because he's Irish which is cool. I like him. I think he'll do good. What do you think of Neville so far?
I thought he has all the tools. I wasn't that impressed with the match last night with Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
something seemed a little off.
You know what's weird is that I watched the WWE's YouTube clip of it.
Yeah,
I know Neville's supposed to be fast.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And he is impressively fast
in
the ring. They sped it up.
Really?
They sped the video up.
Huh.
It is plainly... And look, I am perfectly willing to admit this might have been my laptop, although I've never... This has never happened on watching YouTube before.
Yeah.
And it's just funny to me that the guy who's supposed to be really fast in the ring, that video alone would be the one that sped up. It felt like it was sped up.
That's interesting.
I don't think they would have done... I don't think they could do that live.
No.
But yeah...
It was
2%.
And maybe it was just something missing from the commentary because I don't think they mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
That it seemed obvious watching it that Rollins' strategy was to ground him. So yeah. He slowed the match down, did a lot of, you know, rest holds,
sure.
like the call.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think the commentary team mentioned it once.
Oh, yeah.
So that's annoying. That I can remember. I could be wrong, though.
I don't know. I just watched it. Like, I wasn't listening to it because the commentary is usually useless.
Yeah.
Which made me sad because I wanted to see. I think it was, like, late at night and Lacey was sleeping. And I didn't have my headphones on me. So I didn't get to hear Rollins run down Neville, which I kind of wanted to do.
Oh, that was good.
I was hoping Rollins would say, "You're really ugly."
He didn't say that.
Because Neville's an ugly dude. He's not a very pretty looking man. Like, Rollins isn't a great looking guy either, but Neville, he's ugly as shit. He has his weird ears, really weird nose. Amazing athlete in the ring. Like, I haven't seen a guy who wowed me like this in the ring since I would say Rob Van Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of that type of guy.
Yeah.
And even RVD wasn't as quick as this guy.
No, this guy's lightning fast.
He's lightning fast. It's crazy. And then I also didn't see the Lucha Dragon match. I hear good things again about Kalisto.
Yeah, Kalisto's good.
Yeah,
I always Kalisto. Thought they looked a little rough in NXT, like, you know, some of their moves.
Yeah, and
really
they
smooth.
Look pretty polished here, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe it's just the level of the competition is that much better in WWE. They're more, the wrestlers themselves are more polished.
That could be. I noticed that's the one thing in NXT that seems to be lacking is their tag division.
Yeah.
Right now, I forget what the tag champs are named. They're not impressive.
Yeah.
The Ascension wasn't impressive.
The Vaude villains aren't that impressive.
I love their gimmick. I love everything about them except for the fact that their matches are just whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to translate on Maine.
What, Vaude villains?
Yeah.
It probably won't.
You're probably right. Let's see here. So, yeah, AJ Lee is leaving. She's gone. Do you think we're going to see, like, there's rumors that she might be pregnant? So she might return after baby stuff, or she might just want to be a mom, which is good.
Yeah.
Hang out with CM Punk. I think when he comes back for WrestleMania 32 to take on Brock Lesnar, she might come back.
He's not going to. If, that's a huge if, the only way CM Punk will ever come back is to
fight Austin?
To main event for the title at WrestleMania. That's the only way he will ever come back.
You think they'll give it back to Brock and have him fight over it?
Maybe.
WrestleMania 32.
Maybe, but I'm.
Book it. I'm, Punk versus Brock.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Not.
Let's see here. SmackDown moving to the USA Network. See, this is all just like little behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, there's a big announcement today.
Big announcement. It's moving to USA in 2016. Do we know what night?
Thursday.
Thursday still, USA?
Yeah. I may watch it because I'm not even entirely sure what network is on right now.
Sci-fi.
No, I definitely won't watch it.
Still on sci-fi.
See, I thought it was on the CW still.
Mm-mm, it hasn't been on UPN for a while.
Okay.
Was it ever on the actual CW? I thought it just left when it was still UPN. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Sci-fi, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't remember either. But anyways, maybe now that's on USA, I'll watch it.
Maybe. It all depends. Like, this week, decent show. They had Daniel Bryan fighting.
Yeah.
They had Seth Rollins as a champion.
Yeah.
As long as Seth Rollins
that's all
champion,
you really need.
That's all I really need.
That's all you
exactly.
really need.
Absolutely. Let's see here. There was some alleged rumored heat between Steve Austin.
Yeah.
And the WWE, specifically Vince McMahon, over possibly the questioning of Triple H on his podcast about China being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me because I think that was a great question.
Yeah.
And Triple H's answer was spot on.
Yeah.
Bottom line, she did porn. If she's going to the Hall of Fame and you have an audience of kids that you're trying to bring up on your product and they want to know more about her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, granted, I know there's I read a couple different, editorial pieces about it or opinion pieces about it that said, well, yeah, like a lot of people in wrestling have sketchy backgrounds.
Yeah.
Porn's a lot different. So that was why they said the Jericho podcast happened last night with Cena as opposed to another Stone Cold podcast. Mm-hmm. Stone Cold has come out on his podcast just yesterday, I guess.
Today.
And said, no, it's not the case.
Yeah.
Everything's cool with us. It was just a matter of scheduling issues.
Yeah.
They're trying to mix it up a bit. Whenever I get together with them, it should be great. There's no heat.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because I don't want any heat between those two. Whenever Stone Cold shows up, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
That being said, I didn't watch the Jericho Cena podcast.
I didn't either.
But everything I heard about it and read about it, it sounded like sort of a fluff piece.
He did. Jericho did ask Cena about turning heel.
That was one bit that seemed kind of interesting. And Cena said he had new theme music and new gear ready.
They had it already for his feud with The Rock. Yeah. And he made it sound like he wouldn't be against the idea.
Yeah.
At some point.
He seems like the kind of guy. Like he, I know he said this before, like when TMZ got him on tape or something, and he was like, "I just do what they tell me to do." I wonder how true that is.
I don't know. I would think
guys like Austin were very specific. Like he admits he was like, no, if I don't like something, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I wonder if Cena is that type of guy.
I think it depends how, because he also said in the podcast that he and Vince tend to be on the same page a lot of times.
Right.
So if that's the case, maybe there isn't a whole lot of, I'm sure there's some disagreement, but maybe there's not a ton.
Yeah.
And you know, given how long he's been on top, I'm sure he's given a certain amount of latitude to do what he wants.
Yeah. Probably. I know in like from what I've heard in matches, he'll like say, no, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah.
But that's like talking to the wrestlers. No, guys, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah.
I think an Austin Cena podcast probably, and again, I haven't seen it, but I've heard a couple of Jericho's podcasts, and the Stone Cold ones are far more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He just asks really good questions. He has a legit curiosity for where the business is, where the business has been,
and where it's going,
and especially where it's going.
Yeah,
and he has very, very distinct ideas as to what it should be,
mm-hmm.
and that frames his interviews by and large.
Mm-hmm.
Or he just gives really, really entertaining interviews with wrestling friends, like we heard that Kevin Nash one
and Uber Facts,
which is hilarious.
Yeah, check that one out. That one's great.
That one's really good. So that was kind of the week in WWE.
Yeah.
A lot of really weird little things that are kind of much ado about nothing. AJ Lee was gone for a while.
Yeah, and then it seemed like she just came back.
She did just come back for the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks beforehand. And that was it. That's great. Hopefully she's happy where she's at.
Yeah.
Living off some of that CM Punk UFC money.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get murdered.
I don't think it's a given he's going to get murdered.
You know, CM's going to stand for completely murdered Punk.
Mm-mm.
That's what it's going to stand for.
Mm-mm.
What do you guys think in the comments? You guys think CM Punk's going to get murdered? Or is he going to do okay?
I'm not discounting the possibility that he's going to get murdered. I don't think it's a given, though.
Do you think, what are the odds? What's the percentage that he's going to win? You can't go over 50%.
I was going to say about 35.
Okay, all right. What are the odds that he's going to get murdered?
Probably about the same.
You think only 35% he's getting murdered?
Yeah.
I'd say on the other spectrum, I'd say 65% he gets murdered.
Mm.
Oh yeah, 70%.
About 30% sure. It'll be a competitive match because they're gonna put a lump against him for his first match.
I know, but how much more of a lump is?
I understand
there's
that point.
Not much more of a lump you can get than a guy like CM Punk.
I'm sure they can find somebody.
I'm sure they could find somebody. They could get me pre-MMA training that I'm about to go into.
You're not doing that.
They could get a little bit. No, there's like a local place. That it's like for families kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they do classes. They do kickboxing classes, cardio kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have like a jiu-jitsu class.
Yeah.
But it's for people who just want to get fit doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So I couldn't actually fight.
No.
But I will have just as much. Not like in my mind, that's what CM Punk is doing. He's doing cardio jiu-jitsu.
He's going down the
cardio
local.
Cardio Muay Thai.
Taking some classes at the local Y is pretty much what
he's doing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like wrestling for, you know, jiu-jitsu for dads.
He's not training at the same camp with a former world champion.
No.
He's just going down to the local gym and taking a couple of kickboxing
classes.
What
former world champion is he fighting with?
No, he's training the same place as Pettis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pettis is probably like, look at that lump. That dude's like 80 years old. What's he going to do in this industry? Nothing, that's what. Time for the gorilla position.
Okay.
This is where we discuss classic...
Historical stuff.
Topics that are things that people talk about. I had some on the tip of my tongue right there.
Well, it's because we've already talked for about an hour prior to this. So
topics that are hotly debated.
Hot button
topics. There you go. Now, we came off a really good WrestleMania. It beat all our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always also fun to talk about the crap.
Yeah.
The absolute shit. So today we're going to talk about, we can talk about both these because we have time.
Fine. We have plenty of time.
Worst WrestleManias ever.
And worst WrestleMania matches ever.
And worst WrestleMania matches. Let's go over matches first.
Okay.
When without looking at the list that I sort of drew up, you put some on here too, right?
No, I didn't touch
it. Okay. Off the top of your head, what are some that you would consider some of the worst WrestleMania matches of all time?
Lesnar Goldberg,
that always
one.
Like pops immediately. Yeah.
The one with Snooki because Dolph brings that up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I remember it being really short.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anything involving Lex Luger?
Yes. The whole fiasco at the end of WrestleMania 9.
Yeah.
Where Yokozuna beat Bret
for the belt.
And then
Hogan
just walks down and beats Yokozuna. I wonder if people really. I have to watch that because I wonder if anybody marked out over that.
Probably not.
Because that's kind of like a cash in.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cash in.
Yeah, he just decides, okay, I'm going to go fight for the belt now.
Back then, I wonder if people thought it was brilliant booking. If they were sitting there and they're like, oh my God, my voice is so done because I was screaming so much because Hogan came down.
Yeah, brother.
Brother. Like if we were sitting there at WrestleMania and it was Brock versus Roman Reigns. And instead of Seth Rollins cashing in, it was Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
We'd start marking out.
Yeah. We would. But this also was in 1993 or whatever, 92.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think the fact that it was Bret who is, I mean, look, we're not the biggest Bret Hart fans, but we respect his place in the industry for the most part.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was a hot shit. Like, you know, him and HBK's Iron Man match.
Yeah,
that
was a good
classic.
Match. That's a good match.
Him versus Austin was classic.
Yeah.
And Bret's a big part of that. So him getting beat by Yokozuna,
yeah,
who's awful.
He's just big.
Lumbering, big, doesn't belong in the main event.
They needed a heel at the time.
He got beat by Yokozuna, and then Hogan comes in. Why? Because they didn't want Yoko to have the belt? They didn't want Bret to have the belt?
They probably didn't want Bret to drop the belt to Hogan, the face versus face thing.
When did how long did Hogan have the belt after that?
Not very, because he went to he retired shortly thereafter.
Right, that's right. That WrestleMania. Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah,
other matches. This is what I have. Brock versus Goldberg, Hogan versus Sid.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
The main event WrestleMania 8.
No, it was the same one. It must have been 8.
I think it was 8.
That was Savage Flair.
Yeah, and Savage Flair was on that.
Miz Cena.
Miz versus Cena.
Yeah, it was a bad match.
WrestleMania 27 was bad.
Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam.
Just by virtue of the fact that it was LT, although he could perform basic wrestling moves.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, considering it was a celebrity, it wasn't terrible. I think that match got kind of pooped on because the main evented over the title match. But
and then somebody said that match brought enough attention to WrestleMania that it helped put WWE back in the WWF at the time, back up in the black.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I read. I don't know if it was true or not. But apparently, if not in the black, it helped them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Helped the profile quite a bit. Because only a couple years later that... Wasn't that card the one where... Oh, maybe not.
That's the one that it was HBK and Diesel for the title.
Yes, you're correct. Yeah.
So I think Pam Anderson was there?
Yeah, and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. The Snooki match already mentioned. Warrior versus Hogan, in terms of historical significance, obviously is pretty big.
But it wasn't a technical masterpiece, no.
But it was a mess of a match.
Yeah.
Like for a main event, this is a disgustingly bad match. The Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez,
that's
got to be up there.
That's bad.
Yeah. That dude wore like, he had Bush.
Well, it was like, on his suit.
On his suit. He had like, he had fucking Bush.
Yeah, well, you can't put a dingus on it. That's not family friendly.
But you can show Bush?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's no different than putting a leaf there.
Put a leaf there or put on like tights or something,
smooth,
like black tights.
Smooth front area. I feel just smooth, flesh-toned area.
I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Bush.
Was it just Bush? Hold on, I'm going to look this up.
Some other ones are Rick Martel versus Jake the Snake in a blindfold match at WrestleMania 8. I vaguely remember that one. Lawler versus Cole at WrestleMania 27.
That's up there.
That was too long, first of all. It should have been a 3-minute segment instead. It was 25 minutes.
That was a terrible. That was an abomination. Yeah, it's just Bush. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Let me see.
That's so nasty. Look at that. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Hairy, but it's smooth, hairy Bush area.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's disgusting.
All right, what's the worst then?
All right.
I'm going to say Taker, Giant Gonzalez.
I would say...
Oh, here's one you forgot was Undertaker, King Kong Bundy. That was a bad match.
Yeah. I think, but we're going to have, like, in the history of Taker matches at WrestleMania, Giant Gonzalez is probably the most infamously bad.
Yeah.
So I would say Taker, Giant Gonzalez, is up there, top three. I would say Goldberg versus Brock is top three. That's infamously bad because you have two beasts, two wrestling, arguably two wrestling icons.
Yeah.
Should have been at least an interesting match to watch. If anybody but Stone Cold, who was the guest ref, if anybody there was interested, was involved, was into it.
Yeah. They were both out the door, though.
They were both obviously, everybody knew they were out the door.
Yeah.
And they both acted as such.
Yeah.
So that was a really bad one. And then Lawler versus Cole.
Yeah.
I guess Miz versus Cena is bad, but I don't think it's up there with Brock Goldberg.
I think it's more because the Miz had no right being there.
Yes, correct.
There's no way he should have ever main evented a WrestleMania.
And then he won because of interference from The Rock.
Yeah.
It was just a promo match for the next year.
Yeah. Which the next year is kind of just a promo for the year after that, too.
So, I mean, I don't think there's any way do we even consider Lawler versus Cole a real match?
No, and the same reason I wouldn't include the Snooki one.
I agree. But Lawler versus Cole was way... Lawler versus Cole was just...
at least the Snooki one was short.
Because also the problem with Lawler versus Cole is that for 3 months leading up to it, Cole was just unwatchable, unlistenable, and it made the commentary so bad because he was playing the heel Cole. And it was so, and you can't have your play-by-play guy being a heel.
No.
Dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty silly.
Let's see here. So, yeah, I think it comes in. So, if we take that out, it's either Goldberg versus Brock or Taker versus Giant Gonzalez. I think the fact that Giant Gonzalez literally came out with a naked suit where he wore Bush over his dick.
I'm fine with that.
That's the worst WrestleMania match of all time.
Ever.
Okay.
Worst WrestleMania cards. Let's do this quick.
Okay.
WrestleMania 2000, I'm going to take that off the list because there's actually more than one good match. There was two.
Okay.
There was Jericho versus Benoit versus Angle.
Oh!
The two out of three falls match with two belts on the line. That was a good match.
Okay.
Along with the first TLC. And there's some in the Hardcore Battle Royal was enjoyable in spots. So it's not a terrible card.
Okay.
It's just not a memorable one.
Okay.
WrestleMania 9, that's up there because the card for that was not good.
Yeah. Taker, Gonzalez, Luger versus Perfect. Yoko, Brett, and Hogan finish. That's pretty bad.
WrestleMania 11 is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Some called it the worst ever.
Really?
And I don't know why. Just because of LTBM, I don't know. HBK versus Diesel probably wasn't a very good match.
Well, I mean, HBK could get a decent match out of a lot of people.
That's true.
Pretty much anybody.
WrestleMania 2 was held on a Monday.
That's the main event was Hogan, King Kong, Bundy in a cage, I think.
Yeah. That was in two different areas, or three different areas?
It was in two different
I think two
venues.
Different
ones,
That's dumb. And then WrestleMania 27 had Cena, Miz, Snooki, and Cole versus Lawler.
See, that's... I kind of feel like that's the worst.
The worst WrestleMania ever.
I mean, in today's day and age, they shouldn't put a card like that in front of people and expect them to think it's good.
I was watching some of that. Was it that one or 26? I was watching 26.
Well, you had to watch 27 for Book of the Match.
Previously. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I watched that ages ago. Yeah, that was a really bad one. That was in a really weird time for WWE because they weren't quite... They hadn't yet really grasped the brass ring of global brand that they have now with the network and all that kind of stuff and having quality matches and quality talent coming up.
Yeah.
So, WrestleMania 27.
It's either 9 or 27. I think WrestleMania 1 through 3 especially, you have to hold in a different bracket entirely because, you know, they're just starting out. Landscape was completely different back then. I mean, WrestleMania 2 was... still being broadcast on closed circuit TV.
Right, right.
WrestleMania 3, I think, was the first one that was on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was way different back then.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. It's either WrestleMania 27 or WrestleMania 9. I'll say 27.
I'll say...
because in this day and age, that was only 4 years ago.
Yeah, that shouldn't have happened.
That shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have happened. No way Miz should have main evented a WrestleMania.
Agreed.
Never. Right. Yeah, hide that. I don't want to see any of your... Kayfabe Corner names.
You know what it's time for.
Kayfabe Corner. Again, Kayfabe this is Corner. Where we read to each other names, and the other has to guess.
Challenge.
Yes, a challenge. Has to guess whether they're real or fake.
Sweating this one, man. Sweating it. I hope my fake names are
I'm excited. I feel
fake.
Good. I
you feel
real
good?
Good? I feel real good
I feel your confidence.
Did you go to the list of WCW alum on Wikipedia to get your names?
No. No, it was, if you had watched Clash of Champions November 1990, you'd probably get a bunch of these.
Okay.
I really worked on the fake ones, though.
Good. So, see, I'm going to just read your face the best I can. That's my best
tell.
Oh,
good luck with that. Oh, okay. You want to play that game? Where's my sting mask?
That's fine. Good luck reading them.
All right. Number one.
Okay. These are 12.
Yeah, there's 12.
There's always has to be 12 because that's been established. Okay, proceed.
Yes, there's 12. Okay.
Five is the number to beat.
Real or fake?
Okay.
Big Cat.
Real.
Very good.
It's one.
You know who Big Cat is?
No.
Curtis Hughes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember Curtis Hughes.
Number two.
Yeah.
Chris Armstrong.
There is the wrestling Armstrongs. There's Brad. There's Brian. I don't know if there's a Chris, so you might be trying to swerve me. I'm going to say fake.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I was hoping you'd get Chris. Who's the guy that Austin, didn't he like steal his wife or Benoit stole his wife? Somebody stole his wife. Chris, he was a British guy.
Oh, Chris Adams, I think.
Chris Adams, yeah. I was hoping you'd get the two mixed up. Mm. Jim Steele.
It sounds like it should be a fake name, but it sounds too fake, so it's probably, I'm going to say real.
Wow, 3 out of 3. Oh, man, this is terrible. Colonel de Klerk.
Colonel de Klerk. How do you spell de Klerk?
D-E-K-L-E-R-K.
Real.
Because you didn't think I could spell that on my own, huh?
No. That right?
That's right.
4 out of 4.
Bobby Morton.
Fake.
Damn it.
5 out of 5.
Big Josh.
Real.
How the hell do you know that?
Because I saw his name on the WCW alumni page.
You know who else Big Josh is?
Oh, shit. Who?
Doink.
Oh, yeah. 6 out of 6. Oh, I guess 6 out of 6, right?
That's 6 out of 6. That's you already won.
I'm going to see if I can run the table.
Okay. The Z-Man.
That's real.
Damn it. I think his name was Tom Zank.
Tom Zank, yeah.
Doc Edwards.
Fake.
Fuck.
8 out of 8.
Damn it.
Just playing my odds at this point.
Norman the Lunatic.
Fake.
Real.
8 out of 9, darn.
David Sammartino.
Real.
Oh, you know that. Okay. Yeah. You know who he is then, right?
Yeah.
All right. That was your one gimme. Apparently, he didn't need a gimme, though. That was my testing your knowledge.
Okay.
Ronnie Jacobs.
Fake.
Good. Star Galaxy.
That's a good name. Real.
Fake.
10 out of 12.
Oh, God. That's going to be tough next week. Oh, God. I'm feeling sick. I don't know if anybody's going to beat 10 out of 12.
I'm the best.
I don't know if anybody's going to beat 10
out
of
12. I beat you at Trivia Mania. I beat you at Kayfabe Corner. I'm the best. I don't like this. I know wrestling.
I don't like this at all.
We can start expanding to WWE guys, too.
Yeah, we'll start expanding. We can expand to...
And ECW guys. They had some interesting
names. Okay, yeah. Okay. We'll keep it to the big three.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that seems fair.
That seems fair.
We don't have to go into CCW or AWA wrestlers of old.
I do that. I do make sure, even like, because there was one, I think, fake one that I came up with that I looked up and he was like a super indie wrestler. And he's off the table.
Yeah, I've done that too.
That doesn't, you can't do that.
No.
All right. Well, I guess that's our show for the day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. If you guys have any suggestions for the gorilla position, big topics, hot button topics that we could debate, let us know in the comments.
Especially stuff that's topical to whatever's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like Extreme Rules is coming up. If you want to know what the most extreme pay-per-view was or most extreme wrestler,
yeah,
maybe we'll talk about that. Let us know what you guys want us to talk about, and let us know your comments. And, you can subscribe to our channel. We do this every week, and hopefully we'll get some more different content up.
Yeah.
This is all we've been doing lately.
Yeah, we have our hands in other things right now, too, though.
I know. There's a lot of... We're waiting to see where things fall on a couple different things.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's us, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.